Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and it's a little late in the week, but you know what? Let's commence with Think, Aim, Fire, which, of course, is brought to you by investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller, the only instructor, which makes him the chief instructor, the assistant instructor, and the intern. Is that right? At Gamut Resolutions. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, doesn't that also make him the worst instructor?
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, I figured three was enough. I wasn't going to load up part two very much. What do you guys on the deck today?
I got to apologize. The fact that we're coming in so late in the week is completely my fault. I've been working on a project for Second Amendment Foundation for some of my various stuff about veterans and their Second Amendment rights that I wanted to quickly discuss with you all today, since you guys are the experts. And we're talking about one line on the 4473 that you got to fill out if you're going to buy a gun, and it states, and I'm quoting from this AFT document right now. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Warning, the AFT tells you, the use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state in the state where you reside. Meaning, if you're a veteran and you're using marijuana or cannabis medicinally because it was prescribed to you by a state doctor, you have no Second Amendment rights. And this is something that we're trying to do something about. I mean, Bob, how many guys do we know? How many guys could we name that are using marijuana to treat PTSD or TBI or any other unseen?
Yeah, quite a few. So that is crazy. That's still, I mean, that's been a thing forever, right? You're trying to get changed on that.
Yeah, like, there are two bills out right now. Congressman Massey and Stubbe, who we know Stubbe.
Yeah, we've had Stubbe on the show.
Yeah, they both submitted bills, but you know they're not getting sponsors, and I don't know if they're going to be heard. I think this thing needs to be attacked now that we have the Bruin decision from the Supreme Court, that where the Supreme Court said, you know, you have a right to carry a firearm outside of your home for self-defense. And they're looking at the Second Amendment at not anymore as a second class right. I think this thing needs to be attacked constitutionally. Show me where in the Constitution it said, if I'm using marijuana medicinally, I no longer have any Second Amendment rights. This is an outrageous thing by the ATF, and it needs to end. I mean, I think back to the guy we both know, the former Navy commander, the EOD officer who helped out the Blue Dudes.
Yeah.
They had him, the VA had him on 18 pills three times a day. And that, I mean, think about that. You're eating 18 pills three times a day. It made him goofy.
Yep.
It gave him problems in the bedroom. It gave him problems in the bathroom. And when he switched to cannabis, he went down to two pills a day, and those were just for the seizures because he's in a chair.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is that they're always looking to create a list of different classification of prohibited people. Now, it doesn't say anything about if you self-medicate with Jack Daniels, or does it?
Mm-mm, right.
No. Look at the list
that they're creating. Look at the prohibited people that they're creating. You've got guys with misdemeanors, red flags, nonviolent convicted felons, and now marijuana users. This is part of their game plan. They want to make as many prohibited people as possible.
Well, that's because they've been hitting these laws, though. I mean, anything that can be put together as a law can be weaponized and prostituted to turn against people. Yeah. Anytime they make a new law.
I mean, Bob, you're the probably the most safety Nazi guy I've ever met. Would you have any problem with a guy showing up to take one of your classes who's using marijuana medicinally?
Well, I was going to say that when, like, there's no way that can even be a thing saying you can't buy a firearm if you take it.
Yeah.
Like, I would consider that, like, if you're actually shooting and on a range, I don't know what other people would think about that, but I wouldn't want you smoking while shooting. It's kind of like drinking. I mean, it does impair things that you're doing, you know?
Right.
I mean, or it can. So when it comes to shooting, I would say not while you're doing it, but
don't spark up before you go out
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with drinking. You got to have a degree of personal responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, that's how I would look at it, you know, when it comes to shooting. You know, you're not doing it during, or I would even say it depends on how long it lasts, but, you know, like, once you start drinking, you're not shooting anymore.
No, you know? Completely agree.
So, but I mean, to have that saying that if you are you're telling them, yes, I take it. Well, even if it was recreational, if it's legal, I mean, are you not be able to buy a gun because you're saying that you do that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I look at,
because it's like Bill said, like, what if you're self-medicating with liquor?
Yeah.
You know, is that going to be the next law? Like, if you admit that you drink booze?
Well, there's no law against drinking it, though. Nobody said that you can't drink liquor, so they can't use that as another fence to fence in another group of people for a program.
Right. Well, I look at our good friend, Bob's my friend, Kurt Hoffman. He's the sheriff here in Sarasota County.
Yep.
He hires a lot of veterans, and I mean a lot of veterans. And most of them have combat experience. He's got a policy already written that's just waiting to be dated and signed by him as sheriff that will allow his deputies to be able to use cannabis medicinally if it's prescribed by a doctor. So think about that. And, you know, you can't spark up in the squad car, obviously.
Yeah,
you can't spark up during your duty. But, yeah, if you've been prescribed marijuana medicinally, the frickin' sheriff's offices were ready to let you go to work. Yet the ATF and these yahoos won't even let you buy a gun.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. So I'm using this platform, and Bill, I do appreciate this.
Sure.
You're out there and you're using medicinal marijuana or recreational marijuana, or what I like to call adult use marijuana, and you're a vet and you want to talk about it with your name or without your name, anonymity is guaranteed.
Before you
reach
get
out to me at least.
Let's get this out at when we come back from the next break, because I've got another question for you regarding the military when we get back. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, which he's the only investigative reporter there. He's also the writer at Armed American News, and you can find him at gunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller is the instructor at Gamut Resolutions, and there he will teach you how to, meet exciting new people, and in a pinch, if you have to, you'll be able to kill them too. So, we'll be right back. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and this is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And Lee, you were about to give out a contact for people that, for veterans who may be trying to, if you know, get treated by a physician the correct way with medicinal marijuana. If they are having an issue, you're going to give them some contacts.
Sure. You can reach out to me on email at lee@saf.org. That's Lee at SAF, because it's Second Amendment Foundation. Or, and I don't care, give me a call, 941-284-8553. That's 941 941- 284-8553. Either one works. Confidentiality is guaranteed, brothers.
So I got a question, and Bob, I'd like to know your if you'd seen this too. Did you see recently where the DOD, a la Milley and Austin, are looking at something about suicide within the military? Which suicide's always been a thing. In the 80s at Christmas time, everybody that was in the barracks in Europe was on suicide watch. And we that lived off post, that were married, we would go get our platoon mates and bring them to our house for Christmas and try to get them out of the barracks where they got to sit there and be alone. And so this isn't a new thing, suicide with in the military. That's always been an issue because it's a young man's game. You're taking a young man out of everything he knows about the environment and turning him.
Agreed.
Yeah, you're turning him into a soldier, which that's a very deep term to give to somebody because that indicates a really serious skill set that they've acquired. And now they've decided that, I'm just wondering how they're going to pull this off because you were talking about the 4473. Now they want to monitor who's buying a gun. They want to monitor how old you are when you buy a gun. I guess they're going to do away with the rod and gun clubs that are on post and all these other things. And already on military posts, you can't walk around carrying a gun. It's a very being in the military is a socialistic existence because you're being told what to wear, how long to have your hair, where you're going to be, what you're going to go do, when you're going to go do it. We didn't issue you a wife. They have complete and total control of your life. What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, in reference to what? Just in general, not being able to do anything as a soldier, like especially on post.
Well, I mean,
they're talking about not letting you have a gun until you're 25.
Yeah.
And not being able to keep it in the arms room or anywhere else.
Yeah. That's just straight up weak leadership.
Yeah.
That's our leadership getting high enough that they're wrong politically and they're being told what to do from D.C. and they're saying yes to it.
Yeah.
Because they're looking for their next star. That's weak leadership. I thought getting worse and worse as I was in, and that was, well, I mean, I even saw it happening at the unit. Well, that was 7 years ago. I mean, it's like everything I answered. It's a simple answer. That straight up comes down to weak leadership. Someone's scared, whoever's in charge of that, and then all the people underneath them, like post-wise, you know, that one four-star general telling the one-star, two-star, whoever's in charge of the post saying, yep, they can't have weapons, they can't do this. Well, that's weak leadership saying, roger that. Instead of saying, no, I don't think so. These kids go to war for me. they're going to have a lot more, we're going to let them be responsible. We're going to let them do things that they're not letting them do. It's straight up weak leadership.
I always think of you as a member of the unit, but you were in a Ranger battalion too, where you got a lot younger kids.
Yeah, yep. I saw it both ways. I mean, even though that was somewhat considered special ops, I mean, it still was just a high speed infantry unit. So yeah, I saw it at the low levels as well.
I mean, it's a hair raising one though, Bob, because you guys go out without a logistics train. Which that doesn't sound like much unless you actually go out and do that.
Right, right.
Then that's hair raising.
But yeah, it's always just going to come down to people not questioning things or saying no to things. And unfortunately, when it comes to the military, especially when it comes to officers, they're always looking for the next rank.
If you had a child of a serving age, would you advocate they serve?
Yes, for the experience. I think even though it is not where it used to be, I think it still is a good experience.
Well, I think it's a good experience because you accomplish a bunch of things that you never thought you would accomplish as a young person. A lot of physical feats that. That's what basic training does. It teaches you that you can do things. But at the same time, since more and more they're becoming more and more woke, I'm glad my sons are almost over the hill as far as serving. I'm glad they're almost Because, I mean, they're already having trouble meeting recruiting goals and retention and all this sort of stuff. And
I think that's where I'm hoping, because of that, it's going to right itself. They'll finally realize that, okay, we're not doing things right. We need to go back to what it used to be and actually be a military.
Yeah.
Who knows if that's going to, you know, I mean, there's got to be a point where if you only have two people in a platoon, you got to start changing things, right, to get people in. Their way of doing it right now is obviously not working. And that goes down to just society in general. I mean, kids just aren't tougher. I mean, as tough as they were. And they don't have a lot of parents saying that's an option. Like, a lot of parents are saying, there's no way you're going into the military. I would never, never tell my kids they need to. I'd be supportive if they wanted to. But I would go into it more of like, if it was going to be a career and one of my kids is going to the military, I'd want to, before they went in, teach them, you know, or tell them what they should do. Like, you're trying to get to a rank where you can make a difference, right? And have a voice and start changing things from within. Because, I mean, I can't do that anymore. I got the unit and probably even SF. They hated when I got to leadership positions and I was invited to go to the meetings, because I was not a yes-sir man. I questioned things. Because I didn't care if I got fired. I was never in the military for rank. I was never in the military to make money. I was there for one reason, and luckily I was there because of the wars. But I had nothing to lose, so I'd go to the meetings, and I wasn't just a I can't swear.
Wallflower. You weren't a wallflower.
Yeah, but you know, if something was wrong and 30 of my guys were saying this is stupid, well, I'm not going to go up to the meeting and say, "Yep, Roger that. We're going to do that." I would question things, and I always had a reason for questioning things. So it was kind of funny. They hated when I was in meetings. I think at one point they were like, "Oh, here comes negative Nancy," right? I wasn't negative. I just questioned things, and they took that as was negative.
Well, hang on for me. Hang on. We're coming up on the next break, and we can continue with that. I knew today was going to be a good day, even though the pain is intense. This is Lee Williams and Bob Keller. They do something called Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Law enforcement officials say justice has been served in the Alex Murdoch double murder case. Chief of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, Mark Keel, said Murdoch was rightfully found guilty for the murders of his wife and youngest son.
And today is not the end. It's the next step in a long road to justice for every person who has been victimized by Alex Murdoch.
Once wealthy, high-profile lawyer was sentenced to life in prison. Crews are scrambling to restore power in several states as severe storms hit the southern U.S. Tennessee leads the nation with more than 180,000 outages, as cities including Nashville have seen strong storms today. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she wants an America that she's proud of.
I'm running for president to renew an America that's strong and proud, not weak and
Walt.
She spoke to conservatives gathered at CPAC. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller.
Let me just say this, Bob. You know, if you're negative Nancy and you're right about what you're saying, dudes will get chopped up for no reason.
They'll get what?
Chopped up. You know, guys will get hurt.
Well, right. I mean, but it was funny. It was funny in my, because I used to always think, oh, man, this is the day I'm going to get fired, right? Because I'm like, I'm going up there with all the other leadership guys, and I'm saying no to this, no to this, no to this. And I'm not complaining just to complain. I'm doing it for a reason. And I have backing, you know, I have the why of why I'm complaining, right? Or saying no to something. And it was funny. I was always like that, but I kept getting promoted. They hated hearing the no, but they knew I was right. Right. I think that's good leadership.
Yeah.
Yes, you do that in certain situations, certain businesses. Yep. You're probably going to get fired or you're going to get demoted because they're going to be like, I can't have this guy come to the meeting. But if you're doing it and it helps everyone, even if someone doesn't like it, but they have that right mindset of like, okay, this works and it makes sense. Even though they don't like it and it wasn't their idea, they're going to be like, okay, he's coming up, he's saying no to things, but these are things that actually do need to change. So I think that was the important thing. Like being a good leader is, shoot, Beckwith, who created the unit, like he, if you ever listen to one of his interviews, it's kind of funny. I got the opportunity to listen to it. And he straight up said in part of the interview, the only reason why the unit worked is because he was a full bird colonel that had been told he was never going to make his one star. Like he goes, when he was creating the unit, he had nothing to lose. He could definitely be a dude going in saying no, 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 instead of being a yes sir man. And it worked for him because he had top cover, but two, he always had a reason for creating the unit. You know, even so, it was cool hearing that video, and I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I am. You know, like,
yeah,
don't have anything to lose, and that's hard for people because if you're a guy who wants to make chief of police, and you're gonna not be that yes sir man, it's hard to make that or have that commitment, you know, to go to meetings and not play the game.
Man, I think that's incredibly important, especially nowadays, especially when you look at what they're doing to these young kids. I would have no trouble. And this is what always pissed me off about the military, the blanket punishment. You know, if there's guns in the barracks or guys can keep guns in the arms room, and then somebody breaks the trust of being allowed to do that, they should be handled individually.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, you know, you're drunk and you're waving your handgun around.
Well, the military is notorious for that. The whole knee-jerk reaction. One person doesn't, and everyone gets punished for it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, the whole just getting soft with everything. All it takes is one person getting hurt, and then they make another safety thing, you know, for everyone. It's crazy. The knee-jerk reaction in the military is ridiculous. And that just comes down to leadership not wanting to get in trouble.
Yep. Wanting to get that next promotion. Okay, we've got the Gamut Challenge this weekend. This is what, your third?
This will be, I think, the fifth one, actually.
Fifth? Wow.
I mean, that's a little different. It's a team event.
Ambos are on standby, and I have it on good authority that each participant is going to be shot in the thigh with a 22 short before the challenges begin.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Your fifth, how many got signed up?
Well, this one, it's small. It's kind of using this as a test bed because it's the first time I've done a team event.
Okay.
So we're only going to have four teams, which is four-man teams. So there's 16 people out here. So it'll be ridiculously hard for the contestants, but for the volunteers, it's going to be kind of a laid-back event. It's not like the other ones we've had where it's been a big, you know, a ton of people out here and spectators and industry folks out here. I'm kind of using this as a test bed just to do the first run of the team.
Would I recognize some of the team's names?
Well, we got two teams coming from Staccato. So they're bringing eight guys, two different teams. There's a team from Illinois that has a couple SF Illinois Guard guys. And then the other team it's not all civilians and cops are coming.
Okay.
We're supposed to have a SOCOM team coming, but two of the guys that happened to deploy, so they couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think Gamut Challenge is a reason not to deploy, although it should be.
Yeah. but it'll be pretty cool. There's some good events. They're going to be doing some water ops and a lot of shooting, a lot of running, a lot of rucking.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, questions. I remember when you guys talked about range theatrics on your old podcast. You should talk about that stuff again. It is an important point that needs to be refreshed. Thanks for your service, Gordon E. from Port Charlotte, Florida. I know you love range theatrics. What we're talking about is all the crap you see on YouTube. You know, you get done firing a string, you look left, right, left, and then you holster. Crap like that.
Yep.
You're not big on that, to put it mildly.
Well, I'm not big on theatrics or coming up with content just to fill a class or look cool in a video.
Yeah.
If it was a specific question, I'm looking left, looking right, I have nothing against that as long as you're reacquiring the target first and then you're looking left, looking right. But yeah, you know, that is one of those things that if you do it really cool, it looks cool in a video and people that don't know anybody are like, ooh, what's he doing? Looking left, looking right. Then there's just so much, there's so much stuff out there, like theatrics, just to look cool in videos. It's just such a waste of time on the range. That's what it comes down to. Cause I mean, even if you're doing weird stuff on the range, and I shouldn't say weird, but if you're like shooting from your back, doing prone position shooting, kneeling, sitting position, like, there's nothing wrong with training on that stuff. But a lot of, like rolling on the ground, doing Hondo rolls or you know, tactical rolls and then shooting. It's wasted time on the range. That's the biggest thing I don't like about like theatrics or stuff that you probably aren't going to do in a gunfight. Just to look cool on the range. And it really just, it always comes down to the darn video.
Yeah.
And I think students, you know, if they've never been in the, if they've never been in the military, they weren't a cop, they never shot, like tactically, they want to go to that cool class. If they're only going to take one class that year, they want it to be cool. So instructors know that. So instead of just teaching the boring stuff, they put in all the sexy stuff. So the student's happy, which I have never done that.
Yeah, I see that. And you know, some of it's dangerous. Like, I think YouTube started the whole speed reholstering crap. You know, guy breaks out and punches out two rounds sub-second and then gets that gun back in that holster just as quick as he can, hopefully not putting a hole in his leg.
Yeah.
that stuff is dangerous.
Dangerous, big time.
Okay.
Before you start the next question, we're coming up on the next break, so...
Okay.
Let's have that fresh question, and let me do the. I can do a long, drawn out pitch, if I may. So, okay. Bob Keller is the only instructor at Gamut Resolutions, where right now the Gamut Challenge, is that what they call it? That's about to happen, where people are going to voluntarily put themselves through misery, which is the life of a
pretty much.
They're going to embrace the suck because combat is a tough, tough slog, and this is some good training for that. That coming up at Gamut Resolutions. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, the only one they have. He also is the writer at Armed American News. And also he does a little thing where he's referred to as the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com, churning out a prolific mound of information and the latest happenings that are going on. This is Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is also Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I had to stop Lee from asking the next question, so please, sir, proceed.
What's the current ammo situation? Are prices coming back down? Yes, they are. We're seeing manufacturers stepping up. You can get a case of 9mm 124 grain full metal jackets called Remington Range Ammo right now for $242 a case. Which is not bad. I just bought a case of stuff from Cheap Gun Club for $317 for a case of nine. So officially, the price of ammo is no longer an excuse for not training.
There you go.
Yeah. 5.56 is still a little pricey, not as cheap as it used to be, but there's no.
Is it under 40 cents?
Some of it is, yeah. And, it depends. You gotta do a little, looking online. Be an informed buyer. Don't be paying $500-$600 for 1,000 rounds.
No.
This is weird, Bob. We've never had this one before. My question pertains to fanny pack carry. I've seen a few mods out there that don't seem to suck, and they'll accommodate a large handgun and spare mags. What do you guys think? Fanny pack carry. You know, I've never carried a gun in a fanny pack.
Bob,
One day, Bob. Everything's going to
catch up
to you.
Don't tell me you're wearing one, Bill.
Well, stop interrupting me, and I'll tell you what I'm telling you. One day, Bob, and I've seen pictures of you, you're in good shape, everything else. One day, you're going to have an issue with your back or with your knees.
Yep.
And the way you carry the gun, if you continue to carry a gun, is going to be a thing.
God, I don't want to wear one.
Sometimes off-body carry is the only thing you can do when you are trying to continue to carry. Like when I had my heart, when I had my chest cracked open, I wasn't so much worried about how I was carrying the gun in the 60 days afterwards that I couldn't pick up a gallon of milk with two hands. I was worried about how much the gun was going to weigh if I actually pulled the trigger for that split instant, right? So I think the fanny pack and the off-body carry thing is actually a thing.
I'm in agreement with that.
But I mean,
I was just gonna make a joke. I'm not wearing one because I'm not wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah, I'm not wearing black socks and sandals either.
Well, I mean, I tried. I was gonna do a collaboration with a company, and I wanted to have a line of bags to carry, because I carry a camera everywhere I go, and I want to carry a gun everywhere I go. And I was going to call the system, I was going to call it Sheep's Clothing. And I've so far found nobody to actually call. I had somebody, and then COVID hit, and now they're just like, said, no, we don't want to do anything original anymore.
Now, what about like one of those, they look like fanny packs, kind of, but they're cross-carry, so they go across your body? That would be a little bit...
Well, that's the way everybody's wearing the fanny pack. Yeah, well,
how are they?
That's the way everybody carries these things anyway. But I mean,
let's stick a pin in this one. We got a good one coming up. Let me just say this: if you want to carry in a fanny pack, fine. I don't care. Yep. Draw. Absolutely. Practice drawing from it like 1,000 times.
Yep.
Okay, this one I've been waiting on. I had a negligent discharge last week. I shot my bedroom wall while dry firing. The round went through the sheetrock, but was thankfully stopped by a 2x4. I'll admit I was damn lucky. I think you guys should address proper dry firing. I for one could use a refresher. Anonymous.
Yeah. Well, for first off, smoke yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
do some push-ups for us. Then after that, I mean, luckily no one got hurt. It should never happen, but it does happen. I've actually seen people that are very proficient with guns and should never happen to them. It happens, so it does happen. Not that it should though. I mean, it's a simple answer. So, I mean, I don't ever want to be that guy, and that's how everyone should think, right? For one, I always think the gun's going to go off no matter what. So, like, when I'm touching, like, if I'm especially at the house, or even when I'm on the range, if I'm going to dry fire, if I'm going to do anything with a gun, I clear that thing, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, it's almost like a nervous tick.
Yeah.
I'll clear it one time, and like, oh, did I really clear it good? Like, I mean, I lock that thing to the rear. I look down in the chamber 3 or 4 times. I stick my finger in the mag well like 3 or 4 times, just making sure. Did I put my finger in there? Make sure there was a magazine. I mean, it should be that bad. Like on checking, like any time that you're not going to actually engage targets.
That's something that should be taught in these training classes, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. It's taught very, very well.
Well, not in any ones I've ever been in. None of the ones I've ever been in. I see what all the, you know, the instructors do. They're checking it. They're press checking it. Pop, 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 pop. Then looking at it. Then sticking their finger in it. Then pulling it again 3 or 4 different times. And that's not they don't explain why they're doing that when they do that. And even the ones that I've seen do that, I've seen them still have an NG.
Oh yeah,
that's why it can happen.
NDs and negligent 80s and NDs. It used to be 80s. That's right.
Yeah. Does Bob endorse non-Glock mags and accessories like +2s, +4s, and grip extensions?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I mean, if it's coming from a company that you know is going to be reliable.
I would say Pierce and Ghost and stuff like that, but yeah. There's a lot of crap out there.
Yes, there is. So I mean, I agree with Ghost for sure with anything extended wise. But yeah, nothing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Why not?
You got to be aware that the spring matters with that when you start.
Make sure the company's legit. Make sure that the equipment's legit.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with that. And I've shot P mags and instead of non-Glock, instead of Glock mags, they all work, man. Tactical earplugs or tactical muffs? Oh man, I tested out a pair of earplugs that were tactical and they were electronic. Bob can't kick me in the head as hard as a muzzle a concussion did with those damn things. I'm a big muff guy. The bigger, the better.
Yeah, I don't. Well, actually, I did try. When I was operational, I did try using plugs that had the comm system in there. I mean, we have to wear muffs because it's not only hearing protection, but that's how we're talking on the radio. So I did try a plug that had the comms in there, and I didn't like it either. It didn't work as good as muffs.
No.
Some people like them. I mean, I don't like having muffs on my head. They are a pain in the butt. Not only like when it's hot out, just the sweating around the ears and they get uncomfortable. Some people, depending on where their cheek goes on the buttstock, the muscle get in their way. Like when I like shooting on the range by myself, I actually use plugs, but those are just foamies.
Yeah.
You know, but operationally or I would, what works better to me, it's always been muff.
I wear the muffs because then I look like the drummer from Linkin Park.
Hey, if I'm out there shooting and I don't have to communicate with anybody, sometimes I'll do plugs and muffs. I mean, I got to preserve what's left of my game.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, now with the power muffs, a lot of them are selling a attachable walkie-talkie, so you can have the comms and the muffs at the same time.
Yep. Well, I know my muffs will, they're Bluetooth, so I can
get Bluetooth
calls and do emails. Yep. And one more. Do you think DeSantis will sign a constitutional carry bill? What are the odds of national concealed carry reciprocity? I heard that Trump said he would sign a bill.
He did?
Yes, DeSantis will sign a unlicensed concealed carry bill. That's a fact. Take it to the bank. They just put one of our bills on the table. Looks like Senate Bill 150 here in Florida is going to go all the way. And, yeah, I heard that Trump would sign, said he would sign national concealed carry reciprocity.
When that happens, when Florida does it, then North Carolina and South Carolina go, too.
Well, we're in a race with South Carolina right now, Bill. Yeah.
Well, it's getting into the Senate now. So now I actually spoke to a state senator, and they're actually going to have to put a little pressure on some boys and make some deals for it to happen because it's happened before. We this has been played with many times before in South Carolina.
Yeah, you've been close before.
Yeah. So, but when you guys go, everybody's going to go.
Well, Ron doesn't
you go,
want to be
I go.
On stage. Ron right. doesn't want to be the only Republican on stage.
Sure,
without
he doesn't.
Constitutional carry.
He'll just be the best one that's up there. But anyway, we've run out of time, guys. Thank you for taking the time to join me. Better late
than never.
And
absolutely.
Check Lee Williams out online. You can find him at the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find him at Armed American News and at gunwriter.substack.com. Gamutresolutions.com. That's where you book a class with Mr. Keller, and then you learn some good stuff.
And he's got a shoot and save coming up. Get in on that.
Yep, that's a really good one.
Coming up next from Staccato, it's going to be the director of training, Mike Benbow. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.